Vespasian, the emperor that allowed us to have three things when he left Yerushalayim, had two children. There was Domitian and Titus. Domitian became king after Titus. He was emperor after. Titus was a cruel person, a warrior, a terrible person altogether. He was emboldened by the success that he saw. And he did the following. He was metame the lechem upon him, which is not in our Gemara, but the Piyut says so. He brought a zona into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and on his way out, stabbed the parochas with his sword, drawing blood, thinking that he had killed God, chas v'shalom. He tore down the parochas, gathered all the kelim that he could, 93 of them, says the Paitan, planning to make a mockery of it when he came back to Rome, and then set fire to the Beis HaMikdash itself. This kina, as been mentioned before, continues that question, why? 600,000 Malachi Chavala were standing outside the Beis HaMikdash, destroying angels, ready to take down the army of Rome. They were standing there, and Bnei Yisrael were assured that they were going to be okay. They could see the Malachi Chavala standing there, and they did nothing. They watched, along with Bnei Yisrael, as the Beis HaMikdash was burned to the ground. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, chained himself to the ground, refused to do anything at all, and allowed the Beis HaMikdash to fall while everybody just watched. And yet, he left one thing. Altsad Ma'aravi L'Zecher Hisridbo. On the west side of the Beis HaMikdash, he allowed one wall to remain. The Shechina remains, even when we don't understand, even when we don't see it. The Beis HaMikdash remains with the Shechina, even when it's gone. And even though we ask why, the answer we may never know until the times of Mashiach. But know that every time you have that question, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remains. He's there to answer us. If only we knew how to really ask the question.